Hello, Guilty Feminists. This is producer Tom here. Deborah is in Australia at the moment, and so I'm just jumping in to give you a few quick announcements. First of all, if you are in Australia, Deborah's tour there continues. You can see The Guilty Feminist recorded live in Perth on Monday the 20th of May, Sydney on Thursday the 23rd of May, Melbourne on Saturday 25th of May, Brisbane Monday 27th of May, and we finish in Canberra on Tuesday 28th of May. If London is closer to home, we'll be recording Guilty Feminist episodes at our regular home of King's Place on the 12th of June and the 15th of July. And we also have a special episode of Global Pillage, the comedy panel show where two teams of comedians take on the hive mind of the audience. That's hosted by Abigailia Shimon, and it's on Monday the 17th of June. And finally, if you're going to be at the Edinburgh Fringe, The Guilty Feminist will be recording three live episodes at the Gilded Balloon at the Museum on August the 12th to the 14th at 7:40 p.m. For tickets and more information about all of these, go to guiltyfeminist.com. And now, on with the podcast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sophie with a little message. I am going to tour my brand new show, Shimmer Shatter, this autumn of 2016. I will visit about 20 places in the UK, including places like Newcastle, Liverpool, and of course, Elgin. To see a list of all the places and to buy tickets, go to sophiehagen.com.
He would wait till he couldn't hold his pee in any longer to take his whole, you know, little body suit. What do you call them? The
onesie, baby grow.
Do you call it that? Fluordragt. Any Danish people in who can translate?
It, take your fluordragt off, yeah.
Yeah. You know the big one when they go out.
Salopette.
Puffy, like a puffy onesie.
A puffy
snow
onesie.
Puffy.
This is the
snow
best
suit,
game ever.
Snowsuit. Okay, snow we're going to go with snowsuit.
This could go straight to television. Shout out the name of clothing Sophie Hagen doesn't know. And then, leggings, jeans, jeggings, jogging trousers.
That's a great idea. You say names of clothing in Danish and we guess what they
Yay!
Mean. Yay! Say something else.
No,
give us another.
Give it up for Susan Kalman. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Hey, Sophie.
Hi, Deborah. There was a woman who asked me, how we prepare for this? And I was like, yeah, in weeks in advance.
Weeks in advance, yeah. By which now, we mean huddled over a microphone backstage often when we get to see each other, because we don't get to see enough of each other.
Exactly. So now we don't have that long to do this. We only have like a week or so to do this next challenge.
But I have a really good idea of what I'm going to do because...
Oh, okay. Present the topic, please.
Okay. This is about not wanting children. So this subject is about when women don't want children, it's different from when men don't want children. And that choice is often questioned.
Yeah.
And I have tried to have children and talked quite publicly in my radio show and various places that about my experience with fertility treatment and have sort of come to the conclusion that I can be just as happy without children. Mm. And some days... probably more happy because, you know, sometimes children are very draining as much as they're wonderful. So I'm luckily, there are some women that feel, and men who feel very emotional about not having children, but I'm luckily okay about it and sort of having an amazing time and seeing the advantages of not having children. But I don't want not to have children in my life because I adore them. So I am taking an opportunity to take more of a third parent role with other children and teenagers in my life, nieces. I have a nephew, godchildren.
So I feel like I need to be the one to kind of say you need the parents' consent before you just take a child. And
I've looked into it.
You can't just hug a random child and go, but now I'm his auntie.
Not always. Like, sometimes people are very grateful. Like, if say, if a child's having a tantrum in a supermarket and you step in and go, I'll be the third parent, they're just like, take them.
But that's because you have that, like, authority look. Yeah. If I go, I need your kid.
Sure, you're saying it wrong. You're saying it wrong.
I shouldn't do the accent?
Don't try and do the accent.
Look, babe, I need your kid. What's that accent? I don't know.
It's like in a 1940s screwball comedy.
Yeah.
And I would be suspicious of anyone using that voice post the year 1985.
Good point.
So I think you should just go with your own accent and go, hey, ma'am.
I need your baby. please now.
Again, maybe no. Maybe more like, would you like some help?
I don't think it'll... Would you like some help? I can't say genuinely. Can I help you with your baby?
Have you ever been interested with a baby?
It's a challenge for me, but I will do it.
This is for a podcast
challenge. No, I like it.
Can I borrow your child for a podcast challenge?
You know what? Because I'm 27, and when I say I don't want kids, people... It's a classic thing of going, oh, you know, you will eventually. You'll want kids, and you'll feel the clock ticking or whatever. And I know that's a possibility. And I broke up with someone because he wanted kids and I didn't. And there were other reasons. I wasn't the only one. But the more he told me how much he wanted it, the more I was like, nope. So I'm considering if I should get in touch with him. I don't know. Just see what he's doing and if he... Maybe talk to him about it. I don't know yet. But I feel like challenging that because there's something about... It's a huge compliment to have someone say, I want to put a baby inside of you.
I mean, it is, but you have to want that. Because it's not like, sometimes someone's just like, you know, you're shopping with your mum or something, and she's like, honey, you look lovely in that dress, I'm going to buy it for you. And
you don't know my mother at all, do you?
No, but just like it is, as a per example, if I went shopping with you and I was like, Sophie, you look amazing in that, I'm going to buy you that scarf, right? Mm. And you're like, I don't really like it that much, but she's being so sweet. I don't want to say no to her, so I'm going to let her buy me the scarf for my birthday,
I'm not
right?
I'm going to be too polite to let someone make me pregnant.
Exactly. What I'm saying is this is not a scarf. This is a burden.
I'm not saying I'm going to get pregnant.
As well as a joy.
I feel like, I don't know, examining that in some way. The fact that there's an option of doing that, I think.
Great.
I'm not sure yet, but I have a week and I'll stalk him a bit. I'll Facebook stalk him and find out what he's up to.
And you will engage with this idea of whether or not
maybe do that thing they do in American high schools. I'll bring like a bag of flour and be like, let's pretend this is our baby. And he's like, you haven't spoken to me for 2 years. I'll be like, but let's pretend I drew eyes on the baby. You know, I might do that.
I think sometimes they make you look after an egg in an American high school because if you drop it, that means you would drop the baby and kill it.
Yeah, but a bag of flour is less
heavier.
Oh, it's also... And my baby would be a fat baby. We all know that. I wouldn't give birth to an egg.
Listen, you do not know what kind of baby you're going to give birth to. Sometimes...
It would be a fat baby.
No, that's not...
I would be a fat baby. You don't know how much I'm going to eat more than they tell you to eat.
You're eating for two. That's what they say.
I'm going to eat for three.
You're going to eat for four and a half because it's twins.
Just in case. They'll be like, no, we can see it's just one. I'm like, you don't know who's hiding behind.
Do you know what I would love to do with the challenge for you? That they now have electronic babies that cry and wake you up.
I'm just going to say no.
In the night. No. The same way as a real baby. So it weighs the same, it cries the same, and they give them to teenagers.
I once had a hamster, and I feel like that's...
You feel like you've had children because as a child you had a hamster.
Yeah.
And to all the mothers out there listening to The Guilty Feminist, I apologise deeply.
If you send your complaints to @guiltfempod. Right.
Please address them to @SophieHagen. I don't want those complaints. I didn't say that. I know how hard you guys work.
And if anyone wants to share with us what they're going to do for this Not Wanting Kids challenge, you can find us on Facebook, Guilty Feminist Podcast, and Twitter @GuiltFempod, and tell us there what you've been up to. That would be nice.
See you there. Look forward to it.
Look forward to it. Bye.
Hey, Can I just ask? I don't mean to be a dick about it, but it sounds a little bit like you were like a bit's been edited out of the podcast when you went, "Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Carman," like I've really annoyed you. Could you do that again?
Oh no, we will
with it, yeah, a little bit we more. Will. Oh, we've had a lovely time with Susan Carman.
No, we will.
Than, yeah, yeah. Could Susan Carman just fuck off?
No, she.
Did it not sound like it did, Susan Calman?
It was a joke. She always does that joke. That's a common Sophie Hager joke. She goes, "Give it up for." She does it all the time. I'll do it.
It's not a joke. People in the audience are telling me it's not a running gag.
It is.
Ladies, this is why I'm not having kids. Sophie. This is the one reason I'm not having kids.
you've upset a woman in her 40s. How could you take on a 4-year-old? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the wonderful Sophie. I went to say Salman Clouseland. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the wonderful Susan Calman. Hello everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the 3 horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.